Realignment is the state law that took effect last October. It reduces California's prison populations by shifting lower-level offenders to county jails.
We are beginning tonight with a push to set free thousands of California prisoners.
California is under a court order to move 33,000 inmates out of the state's prison system to reduce overcrowding.
Controversial state plan to release some of these so-called low-risk prisoners early to avoid the overcrowding and save some money goes into effect today.
Facing massive budget pressures, California today began implementing a new law to ease prison overcrowding that the state calls a landmark achievement, but one opponent's charge will mean more crime.
That shift is the result of a federal decision ordering the state to reduce its prison population as a way to improve inmate health care. Without prison realignment, California would have had to build up to 9 prisons. So last week, state officials announced that they would halt the planned prison construction, saving the state $1.5 billion. But county officials are concerned with this massive criminal justice transformation. The state has not guaranteed the money to pay for increasing populations in jails and under county supervision. Governor Jerry Brown has plans to place that guarantee in the state constitution as part of a tax hike initiative he's proposing for the November ballot. But until that happens, counties are having to figure out how to do more with less money. KALW's Nicole Jones reports on how one Bay Area county is handling the transition.
Not too long ago, many of the men in this room would have been serving time in prison.
Just real quickly, I don't want names. I just want to know, real quick, how many times each of you have been in prison?
Just one.
Just one? So it's your first time out?
Yeah.
One time?
Three.
Three times?
About six.
Six?
Probably.
At least 12.
At least 12? Holy moly, okay. How old are you?
Now they're getting a taste of their newfound freedom. Thanks to realignment, they're here under a new program called Post-Release Community Supervision. They're having dinner with the probation officers that are responsible for them. Sharing a meal together is how they start their weekly class called Thinking for a Change.
Now, Mr. Williams and I will model the skill for you, okay?
Case manager Yuri Sakokwian is explaining how to do active listening and how to have successful interactions with probation officers. In other words, how to stay out of jail. He gives an example.
Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
All right, so I'm going to go over the conditions of your probation, okay? These are the things that I want you to follow so that you don't get in trouble in the future, okay? You need to obey all the laws. Drug tests. Attend counseling. Register as a drug offender. More importantly, do not travel outside of Contra Costa County without my permission. Do you understand that?
Dang, I hope you don't drug test me today because I just got high. And he says I can't leave.
And it's not just chit-chat. And we're not trying to build relationships so we go have barbecue dinner and go to the Giants games together, although I'm not against either of those things.
Chief Adult Probation Officer Philip Cater says his first goal is public safety. Cater is in charge of making realignment work in Contra Costa County. Part of that is reducing recidivism. Before realignment, nearly two-thirds of state parolees were back in custody within 3 years. Now that these lower-level offenders are the county's domain, officers want to make sure that these guys don't end up back behind bars.
Okay, Mr. Sakokian, I think I can handle that.
All right, good. So I will see you next week on your next appointment.
That was great.
The idea of them believing that we want them to have success. And that is something that several of these guys that have been to prison 2, 3, 4 times have told us they're just not used to. They're just not accustomed to feeling as if, you know, the people that are dealing with them are really rooting for them.
And that's one of the really new things happening in Contra Costa County. Probation officers are now called case managers. They're building relationships and trying to anticipate problems before they escalate.
The thing that they have us on right now, I think it's way better than it was before.
Damian Livingston has been in prison 6 times for receiving stolen property in Grand Theft Auto. He's been out since December and decided to sign up for this 26-week class, which also cuts time off his supervision.
Now you have probation officers that you can talk to, right? And when they come to your house, they don't come to your house like you remember the Taliban or something. You know, 5 or 6, 7 police surround your house. Your neighbors look at you like you're really a criminal, even if you're trying to get it together.
Livingston's been on state parole before. He says it's like someone's just waiting for you to mess up to send you back to prison.
Couldn't do parole, right? But this probation stuff is working. I like it. I'm here, because if it would have been parole, I wouldn't even been here. So I'm thankful for it. They're trying to do something different. They ain't just throwing you back in jail, and that's a plus.
Chief Cater says this kind of program gives hope to guys like Livingston. But without guaranteed funding, it may not continue. Since realignment began last October, counties are absorbing 2 to 3 times more offenders than the state projected.
But no county government official will tell you they're surprised that the state may have underestimated or underfunded something. The difficulty we're having in this county is not so much our will or even our infrastructure to support it, but it is a lack of funding, which we believe is based on a flawed formula.
The formula goes like this. The state bases each county's share of realignment money mainly on how many people it sent to prison prior to realignment.
Where the formula is flawed is we have been avoiding sending people to prison for many years. We're right in that middle of the state average arrest rate, yet we are the lowest per capita of people that are being sent to prison.
Meaning, if a county was sending offenders to programs instead of prison, now they have less money to spend on programs. For realignment, Contra Costa, with 1 million residents, was given $4.6 million, while Tulare County, with about half that population, got $5.7 million. Both counties have a similar crime rate.
It's just, intuitively, it doesn't make sense that the formula is set up that way, that doesn't give us the added benefit of tools to use that we think could expand the service delivery options to our clients.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. We're examining the major prison overhaul underway in California. Reporter Nicole Jones just took us to Contra Costa County, where officials are struggling to find funding for programs that keep people out of jail. In this next report, Nicole Jones takes us inside of jail to find out how realignment is working there.
This is unlike any other jail you're really going to ever run into.
Commander Matt Schuler and Captain Jeff Nelson are taking me on a tour of the West County Jail in Richmond. It's an open campus setting. Birds are chirping over a beautiful yard the inmates created in the landscaping class. It's really kind of a peaceful facility.
It does have that sort of bucolic feel to it, doesn't it? But it lends to that because this was, in I worked out here in 1993, this was dirt and weeds. And you know, having some trees and landscaping and things of that nature gave them the opportunity to learn that stuff, but it also gives a better vibe to the whole place.
Nelson says Contra Costa has always been a reform-oriented county. It was the first in the country to use direct supervision as a kind of jail model that lets inmates move freely amongst the deputy staff. They offer GED classes, anger management, and other services. Nelson says inmate morale is typically better in this kind of setup.
Probably not surprisingly, it goes without saying, if you lock somebody up in a room and they're in there for the majority of the day and they can't move around in a day room atmosphere like this, they get testy. So this provides us with, actually in the long run, a more secure environment because it's better for the deputies, it's better for the inmates. You know, without sounding too touchy-feely, they all get along a lot better.
And unlike other counties, many of which have overcrowded facilities, Contra Costa has kept its jail population pretty low, mostly by expanding the use of electronic monitoring. Schuler says the county also expanded the maximum security facility, Marsh Creek. What's been tough, Schuler says, is figuring out what to do with inmates who require special custody, like gang members.
It's going to be tough for folks that are staying, or the inmates that are going to be staying with us for long term. It's always going to be tough because these facilities weren't built for that.
And the state isn't paying enough for increased security. Before realignment, the state paid the county $77 for housing parole violators. Now the county is only getting reimbursed at about $25 a day.
Show you an average room. So this is a typical room for an inmate, male or female.
Regardless of its struggles with realignment, Contra Costa County has had some success. Since October, the county's recidivism rate is only about 15%, which is much lower than it was at the state level. And there may be some relief with regard to funding. County officials like those in Contra Costa will continue to lobby the state to consider what they say is a more fair funding formula. For Cross Currents, I'm Nicole Jones.